As the number of coal mining jobs continues to decline in central Appalachia, hemp is getting a lot of attention as one way to diversify eastern Kentucky's post-coal economy. But the region's growing hemp industry is riddled with uncertainty. The lack of land suitable for growing hemp and its association with marijuana pose significant challenges. Rachel Kramer from our partners at WGBH and the Ground Truth Project has the story.
There's a nice big patch that way.
The big one's on down that way. You see it all sticking up over top of everything down there.
On a hot Friday afternoon in September, Neil Spears drives off a paved road, through a creek and up to his friend's hemp farm near Pikeville, Kentucky. It's nestled among the ancient mountains of Appalachia.
I used to tell everybody in Colorado, they'd talk about the mountains in Colorado. So well, you all got majestic mountains. We've got beautiful mountains. It's two different things. Awe-inspiring and beautiful is two different things.
Spears has a goatee and hair that brushes his shoulders. He walks through the five-acre plot in his beat-up straw hat, watching out for rattlesnakes. It's not easy to see the hemp plants. Most of this year's crop has been choked out by weeds.
It's not what I dreamed of, but first year out, you got a crop up. You know, albeit a small crop, we got a crop up.
Spears grew up in Pikeville, pursued a career as a singer songwriter, and eventually left to work in the marijuana industry in Colorado.
Good friend of mine said, "You want to come home and get ready for what's coming and start growing hemp?" I said, "Yeah." So I came back last November, and here we are.
Hemp can be used for a wide range of products, plastics, health foods, biofuels. Spears and his friend plan on selling the fiber part of the crop to a processing facility in North Carolina later this fall. But the most lucrative product is cannabidiol oil, or CBD oil. Spears is excited about their plan to build a 10,000-square-foot greenhouse to start growing hemp specifically for CBD oil. To be clear, CBD is different from THC, or tetrahydrocannabinol, the chemical in marijuana that gets you high. But some studies suggest it can be used to treat epilepsy, anxiety, and depression. All these claims need more scientific research, but in the meantime, there's a growing market for CBD oil.
We don't want to be the biggest grower in the United States. Don't want to be. But I'd like to see Eastern Kentucky to be a big grower of hemp, you know, as a whole. This is something that can start making some people some money. I'm interested in helping whoever in Eastern Kentucky wants to grow hemp, grow hemp.
But for hemp growers wanting to cash in on cannabidiol oil, there's risk involved. The hemp strains with the highest CBD levels also have higher levels of THC. And if the THC content is more than 0.3%, state law requires the grower to burn the crop. About an hour and a half away in Jackson, researchers at the University of Kentucky are experimenting with creating hemp varieties more suitable for growing in the state.
I don't know how tall this plant is, but planted at the end of June. How tall would it be if it were planted 60 days earlier? We'll find out next year, but that's pretty impressive.
University of Kentucky agronomist David Williams inspects one of his hemp research plots at the Robinson Center for Appalachian Resource Sustainability. The spindly green stalks and the arrow-shaped leaves give off an earthy, slightly sweet smell.
The most important part about our work is determining which varieties are best adapted to our latitudes and our climate for optimum yields.
This research would have been illegal a few years ago. But let's back up. Okay, let's back up a lot. From the sails and rigging on the USS Constitution, America's oldest naval ship, to the canvas uncovered wagons heading out west, hemp is deeply tied to our nation's past. And Kentucky has played a vital role in that. While some was originally grown on small family farms, the majority of the nation's hemp was produced in the bluegrass region of central Kentucky as a plantation crop.
Hemp production is very tedious, very labor intensive. One needs to look not very deeply to understand that that history is inextricably connected to slavery.
Hemp production in Kentucky dropped off after slavery was abolished and cheaper imported fibers became available. Except for a short-lived revival during World War II, hemp production was discouraged and finally banned because of its connection to marijuana. Cannabidiol oil from hemp cannot get you high, but it was still grouped in the same category as marijuana and heroin. Then came the 2014 Farm Bill, which allowed certain states to grow hemp for the first time in about six decades. A number of Kentucky lawmakers said hemp would create thousands of jobs, and the Kentucky Department of Agriculture launched an aggressive research program. Agronomist David Williams.
By most measures, Kentucky leads the nation in industrial hemp research. It has nothing to do with me as a scientist, UK as an entity, or all the farmers that are involved. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture has done a fantastic job managing what anyone would consider a very complex situation.
And it is complex. Those who want to grow or process hemp need a license from the Drug Enforcement Administration. And hemp seeds and plants cannot be taken across state lines. Still, there were about 200 approved growers this year in Kentucky who, in total, planted almost 3,000 acres of industrial hemp. Some was for fiber, which includes everything from t-shirts to dashboards, but most of it was for cannabidiol oil. Almost all the hemp production was in central and western Kentucky, where the average farm is much larger, 100 acres or more. In the eastern, more mountainous side of the state, farms are smaller than 10 acres.
We can't expect eastern Kentucky and West Virginia to become major contributors to hemp as a commodity crop. That being said, plant breeding or certified seed production, and now we're talking situations where you don't have to have hundreds of acres to be profitable.
In other words, Williams says eastern Kentucky doesn't have the terrain to grow hemp for large-scale industrial products, but producers in the region could potentially grow hemp for the seeds or seedlings and sell those to farmers in the central and western part of the state. With limited flat land, some entrepreneurs thought former strip mines could become farms.
Hemp has this reputation of being a very hardy plant that will grow just about anywhere. There's a big difference between a plant that will technically grow anywhere versus a plant that you can get profitable production per acre anywhere, you know, based on the types of soils you're working with.
That's Nathan Hall, president of Reclaim Appalachia, a nonprofit working to develop economic opportunities on former coal mining land. He tried growing hemp on an old strip mine site, but it didn't go well.
There is no topsoil at all. You're planting into rock. And so we just experimented with it, and we destroyed equipment, and then we'd weld it back together, and then we destroyed it again, and we'd replace things.
Hall says despite the small size of farms in mountainous eastern Kentucky, growing hemp for CBD oil in the fertile valleys could be economically viable, with a couple of caveats.
We need to get clarity around the legal issues surrounding CBD. It still seems to be a bit undecided in terms of, you know, whether we can sell across state lines. You know, with the current administration, you know, whether certain things like CBD may be deemed illegal at some point, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of risk.
Despite those risks, Neil Spears from Pikeville is willing to bet on it.
This is about helping people. This is about making people better. It's about making this area better.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rachel Kramer in Pikeville, Kentucky.
This story came to us from Crossing the Divide, a cross-country reporting road trip from WGBH. And the Ground Truth Project. Rachel Kramer is on a team of five reporters exploring issues that divide us and stories that unite us. Follow their trip across America at xthedivide.org.